The present study investigates the acquisition of null subjects by Mandarin Chinese native speakers with English as their L2 at initial stages of L3 Italian acquisition. The aim is to find out if, when acquiring Italian null subjects, Chinese native speakers resort to their L1, considering the apparent similarity shared with the L3 with respect to the availability of some form of null arguments. The study also explores whether, given the typological similarity between L2 English and L3 Italian, the former could represent a viable, although misleading, source of transfer. In order to see if and how L1 Chinese and L2 English influence the acquisition of L3 Italian, this study compares four groups of Chinese native speakers at the same stage of L3 acquisition but differing in L2 proficiency levels, as proficiency may affect the L2's availability as a source of transfer. Let's briefly see the characteristics of Chinese and Italian null arguments. Chinese is a typical topic drop language in which both subjects and objects can be dropped as long as their reference are known to the hearer of recoverable from discourse. Null arguments are to be considered dropped topics as they are either subjects or objects that move from their original position to a topic position where they get eventually deleted. On the other hand, in Italian, a typical pro-drop language, null subjects but not null objects are licensed through the rich inflectional verbal morphology that helps recover them. In Italian, null subjects are not only allowed but actually required in unmarked utterances, which means that null and overt subjects are not in free variation. Research on non-native null subject acquisition reports that null subjects are acquired more swiftly than overt ones. For instance, English native speakers were found to reach near native command of null subjects in different L2s early on, whereas Spanish native speakers, even at higher levels of L2 English proficiency, recurrently omitted obligatory subjects, especially expletives. Null subjects may be more swiftly mastered, but the acquisition of the complex pragmatic properties regulating their use is not problem-free. Several studies, in fact, observed advanced learners' tendency to overproduce or overaccept null subjects, whereas beginners tended to undersupply them. L3 studies on null subject acquisition are relatively scarce. Kong 2015 is noteworthy as it involves Chinese native speakers with English as their L2 learning either French or Spanish as an L3. And with respect to the Spanish group, which is more relevant to the current study as Spanish is a pro-drop language as well, learners accepted null subjects at a native-like rate, but also generally accepted null objects, which are ungrammatical in Spanish, but grammatical in Chinese. This behavior suggests that transfer from L1 Chinese might have occurred. However, Spanish L3ers were not tested on ungrammatical overt subjects, so we could not establish if these learners, along with mastering the use of null subjects, also acquired the constraints regulating overt subject use. My study aims to fill this gap. The predictions with respect to the research questions guiding this study, illustrated in section 4 of my poster, are that availability of null arguments in Chinese should ease the acquisition of Italian null subjects, despite the different licensing strategies of the two types of empty category. However, for learners with a relatively high L2 English proficiency, transfer triggered by the perceived typological proximity between L2 and L3 may occur and will show in an overt subject overacceptance. With respect to the L3 acquisition models outlined in section 5 of the poster, following the typological primacy model and assuming that English will be perceived as typologically closer to Italian, we would expect high acceptance of overt subjects, including expletives, and low acceptance of null subjects, at least from participants with a relatively high L2 proficiency. Following the scalpel model and the linguistic proximity model, on the other hand, we would assume that the relevant property, there is no subject availability, will be carved out from Chinese, resulting in a high acceptance of null subject and a decisive rejection of overt expletives. Let's now look at the method. So the experimental group consisted of 45 Chinese native speakers learning Italian as L3 and recruited from an intensive language program in Italy. They participated in their study during their 8 weeks of class. Chinese learners were divided in four groups based on their L2 English proficiency assessed by means of a closed test. Details can be found in Table 1. 15 Italian monolinguals were also recruited as controls. Data were collected by means of an acceptability judgment task, and participants rated the acceptability of each sentence on a 1-4 scale. To determine why an item may have been rated as ungrammatical or unacceptable, participants were also asked to signal the error in each of such items. There were 32 experimental items distributed among four categories, each including 8 items, 4 featuring a null subject in a context that required or allowed it, and 4 featuring an overt subject in a context not requiring or allowing it. Examples of the stimuli are shown in Table 2. In short, the results show that in two conditions, the group with the lowest L2 proficiency accepted overt subjects at the lowest rate, with a significant difference in the acceptance rates of null and overt subjects. Conversely, the group with the highest L2 proficiency showed the highest acceptance rate of overt subjects. And it's interesting to notice that there was a 2-by-2 trend, that is, the two groups with higher L2 English proficiency accepted overt subjects at a higher rate than null subjects, and the two lower English proficiency groups did the opposite, thus showing a target-like behavior. In the third condition, however, all learner groups performed less accurately and always accepted null expletives at a lower rate than overt expletives. There was no between group difference, unlike in the two other conditions, and the within group difference reached significance only for the group with the lowest L2 proficiency, but this time the behavior was non-target-like as they incorrectly accepted overt expletives. Summing up, the participants' generous null subject acceptance suggests that they were aware of their availability in Italian, despite not having mastered all the principles underlying their distribution. Although we cannot prove that Chinese alone promoted this knowledge, it seems reasonable to hypothesize that the availability of null arguments in the L1 might have facilitated null subject acceptance in the L3. Other contributing factors could be the relative ease of acquisition of null arguments as an unmarked or default system in UG, and also exposure to naturalistic input. The generally high acceptance of overt subjects and the 2-by-2 trend in two conditions suggest that L2 English might have exerted some influence, but also other factors could help account for the learner's overt subject over-acceptance, these factors being classroom and textbook input. While this 2-by-2 trend suggests that English may have contributed to differences in performance, the learner's acceptance of null subject at a high rate argues against a wholesale transfer a la TPM. Influence from both L1 and L2 on L3 null arguments acquisition seems more plausible. So Chinese may ease the acceptance of L3 null subjects, but learners with a higher L2 proficiency may need some time to inhibit the overt subject grammar possibly developed while learning L2 English. scalpel and linguistic proximity models do not seem to fully explain the data either. If a property-by-property transfer based on similarity of linguistic properties have occurred, the relevant property would have been transferred from L1 Chinese, and therefore, along with a high acceptance of null subjects, we should have observed a total rejection of overt expletives. Testing similar learners on a structure allowed in L1 but disallowed in both L2 and L3, such as null objects, could possibly clarify which model best captures the dynamics underlying L3 acquisition.